Today on From His Heart, some straight talk from Pastor Jeff Shreve about sex, marriage, and gender.
Marriage is the only place for legitimate sexual relations, not outside of marriage. You're not married and you're sleeping with your boyfriend or your girlfriend? God says, don't do that. There's a reason why God put the guardrail there. See, God, when he says don't do that, when he puts up a guardrail, especially in the area of sex, he's not keeping sex from you, he's keeping sex for you.
Thank you for joining us on From His Heart today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, where he's going to discuss some controversial topics. Now, they're only controversial because an increasing number of people are ignoring God's Word on these topics. So get ready to hear what God's Word says about sex, marriage, and yes, even gender. The message is entitled, Boy Meets Girl, and it's from Pastor Jeff's timely series, The Truth in Love. It's also our special gift of thanks to you for your support this month of any amount, so we hope you'll go to fromhisheart.org to get all the details. First, though, open your Bible to Genesis chapter 2. Here's Pastor Jeff to continue this really courageous lesson called Boy Meets Girl.
What is the divine design for marriage and family and love? How is it set up? And I want to share with you three foundational truths concerning those issues. Truth number one, foundational truth number one, God made two sexes, male and female. Male and female. Now, as the Lord is creating in the 6 days of creation, and those are 6 days of creation, 24-hour days of creation, then there was evening and there was morning, the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. So God, when he sets up, he creates plants, he creates animals, he creates people, and they're male and female. And they have to be male and female so that they can do what? Be fruitful and multiply. That's just the way God set it up. Two sexes, male and female, and both are made in the image of God. They are equally made in the image of God. A man is not greater than a woman. A woman is not greater than a man. We are both the same before the Lord, made in his image. And it's so critical to know this. When God created man, male and female created them, their biological sex can never be changed. When God created Adam, he's a man that can never be changed. He created Eve, a woman that can never be changed. And when he creates today in terms of giving life, when a man and woman come together under the confines of marriage and have a baby, when does life begin? Life begins at conception. When does the sex get assigned? When that baby is conceived, and that comes from God. God determines if that's going to be a boy or a girl. So God made two sexes, male and female. And like I said, hey, 20, 30 years ago, everybody's like, yep, no argument here. But now we're arguing about this that should be so plain. Second foundational truth. God made two sexes to correspond to each other. So it says in Genesis chapter 2, as God gives us a clearer picture as to what he did, he says in Genesis chapter 2, then the Lord formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And then God planted a garden in Eden, and he put the man in the garden to cultivate it and to keep it. And he says in verse 18, then the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now that's amazing. Because in Genesis chapter 1, we read five times where God says he would create, and God saw that it was good. It was good, it was good, it was good, it was good. Five times. Now all of a sudden we hear it's not good. And God created in Adam's heart this longing for Mrs. Adam. And God created Eve to be similar but different from Adam. Now notice how different they are. You know, in our social engineering, we try and say there's no difference between a boy or a girl. Baloney. There's a huge difference between a boy or a girl. I mean, the obvious is there. Their physiology is different. But there's tons of other differences, and we see it in creation. See, God created Adam and formed Adam from red dirt. Genesis 2:7. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being, a living soul. How did God, what did he use? He used lifeless dirt to make man, to make Ish. And the name Adam literally means red, because he was from red dirt. Eve is not made from the dust of the ground. God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he performed the first surgery, and he took from Adam's side. It says rib, but it's more than just a rib, because Adam says she's bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. God took from Adam's side this bone and this flesh, and he fashioned this creature called Eve, called woman, called Isha. Now, Adam was formed. That word in the Hebrew, formed, yatzer, it means to squeeze into shape, to form, to mold, to press. It's the picture of manufacturing. Eve wasn't manufactured. She wasn't formed. She was fashioned, literally built. God took the bone and the flesh and from Adam in surgery, and then he went off into his workshop and he fashioned and built and sculpted this Isha. She's amazing. And it's a totally different thing, because she's made of flesh and bone. He's made of dirt. And you think about how different men and women are. They're so different. Did you know just the bone structure is different between a man and a woman? I thought this was so interesting. If a medical scientist sees a skeleton, doesn't know, I mean, it's just bones, he can tell just based on the hips with 95% accuracy if that's a woman or a man, just based on the hips. Because women have different bone structure in the hips than a man does. They're built to give birth. A man is not. Men have 12 pints of blood. Women have 9 pints of blood. Men are 10% bigger, 30% more upper body strength, a man versus a woman. Now, you can find some big, strong woman and say, well, there's my proof. But that's one woman. We're talking on average, a man is 10% bigger. You don't have men fighting women in the octagon. Why? Because that wouldn't be good for the woman. She's not as big and strong as a man. We don't have men's league basketball playing women's league basketball on the professional level. Why? Because it's no contest. The men are bigger, the men are taller, the men are faster, the men are stronger. That's not a sexist thing, that's just the way it is. If you say, I don't believe that, then I'm not a gambler, but I would love to bet you, because I guarantee you, there ain't no woman around that can guard LeBron James. This just ain't gonna happen. And so, we're just so different. Let me have you do a little thing. Everybody do this. Just take your right hand, hold it up in front of your face. I want you to notice your index finger and your ring finger. Did you know for men, their ring finger is longer than their index finger? And for women, their index finger is longer than their ring finger. Isn't that weird? I don't know what that means, but it's just a difference there. So if you're struggling with gender, just look at your hand. I mean, can't figure out the other stuff. That's something that you can do. Men tend to be more logic-oriented, not always, but more logic-oriented in general than a woman. Men think more on the left side of their brain. Women think more on the right side of the brain. The right side of the brain is more artistic, more creative, more emotional-centered. The left side is more facts. And men tend to be just on that side. Women tend to be very feelings-oriented. Men tend not to be so much feelings-oriented. Men tend to be more risk-takers. Women seek security. Men are more physically-oriented, and women are more relationally-oriented. Men tend to be more competitive, and women tend to be more into connectedness. You know, a man's brain, the way it works, left side versus right side, and just the way it operates, is so very different from a woman. A man thinks in compartments. A man can compartmentalize. So a man's brain is a lot like a waffle. It's just got these little boxes, right? And so he's just in this little box. So he leaves the house in the morning, and he leaves the home box and goes to the work box. And his wife will say to him at the end of the day, "Honey, did you think about me today?" He's like, I was in a different box. I was in this other box. I'm sorry. What does he do? I must have. But he really didn't, because he's in the zone. We talk about being in the zone. In the zone's in the box. A woman doesn't have a waffle for a brain. Her brain is like a plate of spaghetti. It's just everything is connected in the way a woman thinks and feels. We're just different. And that's a good thing. And see, God made us different to bring us together as one. How weird would it be if you had a right hand on your right arm and a right hand on your left arm? Be like, hey, that's not supposed to be like that. Something's up with this, you know? So we have hands that God made them to fit together. And that's the way he did when he created male and female. God made two sexes to correspond to each other. And truth number three, God made two sexes to marry, multiply, and enjoy oneness. So the Lord brings Isha to Adam, and he is thrilled. Bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called Isha, because she was taken out of Ish. And then God gives a statement about marriage. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Now let's talk about some guardrail truth. Truth in love and love in truth. Marriage is defined by God as an institution between the man and the woman. Men and women get married, and no one else does. It's reserved for a man and a woman. Now, I don't care what the Supreme Court of the United States of America will say and rule on. That's God's definition of marriage. Anything else ain't marriage, because God says what marriage is. It's between a man and a woman. For this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And marriage is the only place for legitimate sexual relations, not outside of marriage. You're not married and you're sleeping with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. What do we call that? God calls it fornication. God says, don't do that. You're married and you're sleeping with somebody else. What does God say about that? God says, that's adultery. Don't do that. Let the marriage bed, Hebrews 13, verse 4, let the marriage bed be undefiled, for fornicators and adulterers, those who have sex before they're married, those who have sex outside of their marriage, fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. Now, if we don't fear God, then we don't care. And we just blow over the guardrail and we say, who cares about that? We're going to do whatever we want to do. There's a reason why God put the guardrail there, especially in the area of sex. He's not keeping sex from you. He's keeping sex for you. He doesn't want you to wreck and ruin your ability to enjoy your spouse. Marriage is the only place for legitimate sexual relations. And hey, praise the Lord, if you go over the cliff, there's grace to help and to pick up the pieces. But hey, don't we all agree? It's so much better to not go over the cliff. I mean, why do you want to say, well, God has grace, so I'm going to go over the cliff? Yeah, but you're going to have scars from that. There's a price. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, this will also reap. For the one who sows to the flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. The one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life. Marriage is reserved for a man and a woman. Marriage is the only place for legitimate sexual expression. And marriage is a beautiful thing when you do it God's way. When you do marriage the way God set it up, when you follow the blueprints and go and follow the directions and do marriage God's way, marriage is a beautiful thing. Now, what is God's way? The husband has a job and a role to play in marriage, and the wife has a job and a role to play in marriage. And the husband's main job in marriage is to love his wife, to nourish his wife, to cherish his wife, to protect his wife. That's his job before God. Husbands, love your wives. Nourish them, cherish them. Now, I want you to think about how God made Eve, how he made Isha. Performed surgery, first surgery on Adam, and he took from his side flesh and bone. From his side, she's going to be his equal. From his side, underneath his arm, because he's going to protect her. From his side, close to his heart, because he is to love her. And her greatest need is to be loved and to be nourished and to be cherished. That's the way God set it up. And so my job before the Lord is to love Debbie, to nourish Debbie, to cherish Debbie, to protect Debbie, to provide for Debbie. She's underneath my arm. She's there by my heart. And that's what I'm supposed to do. Now, her job, I like talking about her job. Her job and all the wives' job, your job is to respect your husband and help him. See, I will make a helper suitable to you. Very interesting. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 makes it clear that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and God is the head of Christ. The Lord sets up order. And the scripture says that man didn't originate from woman. Woman originated from man. She came from man and was designed for man, but not for man to rule over her, not for man to trample on her, for man to love her, to nourish her, to cherish her, to have this special companion. And so she says, well, Lord, before God, you made me to be his helper, and you made me to respect him, because that's a man's greatest need is respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's what he needs. And listen, ladies, your husband will respond to praise, and he will not respond to nagging and to little barbs and to chipping away at him. You say, yeah, but he doesn't do this right, he doesn't do that right, he doesn't do the other right. Well, how well do you help him? Because that's your job before God, to be his helper, be his encourager, be his the one who builds him up, not tears him down. Now, here's the thing in marriage. If I will focus on my job, forgetting whatever Debbie does, that's superfluous. My job before God is to love her, is to nourish her, is to cherish her, is to provide for her, is to protect her. If I will do what I'm supposed to do. And if Debbie says, well, I'm not even thinking about what Jeff's supposed to do for me. I just know before God, I am supposed to respect him. Let the wife see to it that she respect her husband, Ephesians 5:33, and be his helper. So I'm going to focus in on that. When I focus on my job, she focuses on her job. You know what? The two become one flesh. We come together, and not just physically. We're emotionally and mentally and spiritually. We're one, and we enjoy one another. See, when a man does his job and a woman does her job, the result is oneness and openness and fulfillment in marriage. The man and his wife were both naked, and they were not ashamed. They were naked. There was openness. There were no secrets. Talk to couples who are in trouble. They have secrets. You know what's so wonderful about marriage? See, God designed it to be a place where there's intimacy, where your spouse can know everything about you. She can know you thoroughly and still love you intimately. And God wants there to be oneness like that. The world can't understand that. The world can't have that. The world can't know that. Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. And so you and I have a choice. We can go our way, or we can go God's way. We can say with the people in Ezekiel chapter 18, the way of the Lord is not right. I'm going to go my way. And God says, you know where your way leads? Your way leads every single time to the pigsty. If you don't believe me, just ask the prodigal son. Where did he end up? The pigsty. There might be some thrills and chills along the way, but it will lead to the pigsty. God's way leads to life eternal. It leads to love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So here's the question. Which way are you going to go?
Would you like to change the path of your life and begin going God's way today? Jesus Christ gave his very life so that sinners like you and me, and everyone listening today, could be reconciled to him. He promises that if you'll just come to him by confessing your sins, turn from them, and make him the Lord of your life, he'll receive you, and all your sins will be forgiven, for now and for forever. The Holy Spirit will come in your life and empower you to live, love, and serve him for now and for eternity. You'll have a relationship with the Almighty God who created you to be aware that you were created and wanted and needed a relationship with him. To find out more, we hope you'll go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link. Today's message did not hold back at all the God facts about sex, marriage, and gender. Today we aired part two of this two-part message. You can listen again to part one online at fromhisheart.org. And just click the radio tab. It's available in multiple formats. Or, if you can, make a donation this month to From His Heart and receive this timely seven-message series on DVDs, CDs, a USB flash drive, or as an MP3 download. Messages in this series include Growing Strong, What is Happening to Our World, Hating the Love, Silence is Not an Option, When to Draw the Line, and When You Blow Past the Guardrail. And of course, today's lesson, Boy Meets Girl. You can simply call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE, or go online to fromhisheart.org and make your gift, and then request the series, The Truth in Love. Well, thank you for joining us on From His Heart. I'm Larry Nobles, trusting you'll make sure to be with us this weekend for the weekly From His Heart television broadcast, seen around the nation and around the world, and always you can watch it online. But whatever you do, don't forget to be right back here on Monday for the next message in Pastor Jeff's The Truth in Love series. That's when he'll give God's specific instructions about living in a sin-sick world and how, why, where, and when to draw the line. That's on Monday, right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve. speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to FromHisHeart.org.